Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we were holding right at top, which is the end of the end of the top line. L'chein yirchiva Shaul nafsha upa'ara pia livli chok, and so hell has opened its mouth without any kind of limit. But livli chok can also be read for those who are left without Torah, without a chok. So Amar Reish Lakish, here we have an interesting machlokas for Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan that has vast implications. According to Reish Lakish, levli chok means a single chok. So it means lemish mishayer afilu chok echad. Someone who leaves over even a single element of the Torah and rejects that, so does not have the shleimus of Torah and therefore needs the tikkun of Geinom. Omar Rabbi Yochanan lo necha l'marayu de'omarat l'ruach. I can tell you one thing, their master, meaning God, is not happy with you having that kind of drasha and that kind of demands on people. In fact, the exact opposite is the case. Livli chok would mean to he who was left without any chok. So in other words, elafilo lo lamad elachok echad. The point over here is that even if a person has one element of the Torah, that one element is that which is required, what's required to be mashlim in, and it's not holistic, it's actually expressive in each piece of its whole. V'haya b'chol ha'aretz nu'um Hashem, p'nishnayim b'yikareitu yigvo. This is an interesting, similar machloket. So here we have also the same idea. Do we take a look at the issue that's raised here in a homer way of being Don the Olam or in a Kal way? And here we have exactly the same language that appears between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So it's talking about the ultimate milchamot, and there it says, Pishnayim ba yichartu yigvo. So two-thirds will be wiped out on the earth, Vashlishit yivaterba, and one-third will remain. Omer Reish Lakish, when it says Vashlishit, it means a third of the third. In other words, the third son, talking about Shem, one-third of the son, population of the earth is referring to the children of Shem, between Shem, Chom, and Yafet. And the third of that, which is Aparchad, so which includes Yisrael, so that one-third will survive. But that would mean that depending on the distribution of population, that there may be much of Yisrael that would be wiped out. In which case, Amale Rabbi Yochanan lo nech l'marayu d'amart l'achi. I can tell you, God is not happy with that kind of approach to the pasuk. El afil shlishi shel Noach. What it could mean is even one third of the earth's population might survive. So that this is the way. I mean, others learn that the lo nech l'marayu is not because of the danger to Yisrael, but rather lo nech l'marayu of humanity. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with raising the casualty figures, and it's enough to lose 6 billion. You know, you don't need to do more than that. Ki anochi ba'alti bachem v'lakachti etchem echad me'ir v'shnayim mishpacha. Here we also have the same issue. We're just talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking charge of us. And I'll take one person from a city, two survivors from a family. Omar Reish Lakish, by the way, I just want to point out that that is the pasuk before, if its reference was to Yisrael, actually took place during the Holocaust. It's the death of two-thirds, one-third survivor. So that's not however we darshan it. So here too, we have the same achlok. This is also very common in the Holocaust. So I leave over one from a city, two from a family. Omar Reish Lakish dvarim kichtavam. It means exactly what it says. Omar le Rabbi Yochanan. God's not happy with that kind of approach. You'll notice how this ties into the Shovak Rabbi Akiva Chasudute that we had yesterday. Now, to the question of the drasha, whether the drasha is l'tova of humanity or l'ra'a of humanity, is viewed as a question of chesed in terms of the drasha. And the implications are that the doresh himself has an impact on the way in which the pasuk impacts the world. So here, it says Rabbi Yochanan, the meaning of Echad Meir v'shnayim mishpacha is the exact opposite. That Echad Meir, mizakeh kol ha'ir, all you need is one person in a city who's a decent person that can save the entire city. Or two people from a family scattered across the earth could be mizakin kol ha'mishpacha kula. And meanwhile, Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav, and he was saying over this ma'amar of like the way that Reish Lakish held it, that Dvarim kichtavam, and Rav told him also, Omele Rav lo nechale lamarayo di amarta luahachi, ela echad meir mezakeh kol ha-Yerushalayim mishpacha, mezakin kol ha-mishpacha, the way that Rav Yochanan had learned it as well. So, and Rav was sort of irritated at the way that he had dashed in the pasuk. So Chazid Avikah Chayefresha, the Solik Yosef Kamei Rav. So he saw that he used to take a nice shampoo every morning, and he would sit down. You know, and he was having a nice time. Amalei, you know, it says in a pasuk, "Veloti matzei be'eretz hachayim," which he took to mean, "You will not be found in Olam Haba." thought he was cursing him. That the way that he had darshan him, I'm like, Melat Goliathly, what are you doing? You're cursing me that I shouldn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Omar Le, no. I'm just telling you how you have to act. Roka Amina, I'm saying over a pasuk, that Loti Matzei, and say Loti, you, Loti Matzei Torah, that you will not find real achievement in Torah, b'mishu mechayat mo alea. The person who wants to have a mechayat, everything should be nice and relaxed, and that you're not going to find real Torah. Tanya Rabbi Simoy Omer Neemar v'lakachti etchem li la'am v'neemar v'heveti etchem. You notice the relationship between the lakachti, which takes place in Eretz Mitzrayim proper, that's Ani Hashem Elokeichem ha-motzi etchem mitachat zivlot Mitzrayim, and then it continues to say the next pasuk v'heveti etchem al ha'aretz, which means that we have over here a hekesh of the Yitzia mi Mitzrayim to the Knesset la'aretz. Makish yitziatam mi Mitzrayim leviatan la'aretz. Just like biatan la'aretz. How did you get the population figures in the Knesset la'aretz? Two people survived out of the 600,000 that left, namely Yoshua v'Kalev. If we take a look, just the numbered population. So you have two out of 600,000. So af yitziatam mi Mitzrayim shnayim shishim. Shishim Riva, you should know that that was also, those that died via Me'ach Choshech was basically, the only ones that survived was one out of 300,000. I mean, 30 Riva, yeah, 300,000. Omar Rava, and that's the way it's going to be, Limota Mashiach. Shinemar Va'anta Shama Kimeni Ureha, that she will be reduced there, as in the days of her youth. Chiyom Alota Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So just like there, via Me'ach Choshech, that was the reduction, so too, Limota Mashiach. Tanya Omar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. Pam achat nichnasi l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. I once went into Alexandria, and there was this tour guide over there. Matzati zaken echad. Marli, let me take you on our Alexandrian Holocaust tour, because there was a lot of stuff over here that happened to the Jewish people when they were in Mitzrayim. And, I mean, this is a great way to, you know, make some money off of all the visitors there. So, bo var eka ma asu avotai lavotecha. Let me show you how the ancient Egyptians did treat your forefathers. You know, mehem tav ubayam. Now, here's where they stood. Drowned the kids in the water. Mehem hargu b'chorav. This was the slaughtering ground. Mehem ma'achu b'binyan. Here's the area where they put the kids and smashed them in the buildings they were building. Anyway, it was because of all of that stuff, these Holocaust tours. What's that? Yeah, that's irrelevant. Well, actually, that's a sugya today about whether you're allowed to build a mall in Iran Yadachat. Well, Davar Zen Nehenash Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, for falling for that old Holocaust tour stunt, that's why he was punished. Shinema Mu'az Bati El Parola Daber Bishimka. Heira La'am Azeh. Moshe Rabbeinu starts talking about the way in which, Bishmecha. Heira La'am Azeh. Va'atzelo Yitzalta Tamecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, as his Rashi puts it, what do you care about all of the human suffering here? You know, you got your big plans, and meanwhile, nothing's happening. You're not doing anything. So it was because of that, of the way in which he identified the issue purely in terms of the local human suffering, which is the common way that these Holocaust museums work. They don't identify the issue at all. They're just a monument to human suffering. You might as well make Holocaust museums for cancer sufferers. I mean, the whole thing is a meaningless thing. You know, so you can have your Armenian Holocaust museum. It's exactly as meaningful as the Holocaust museum. What's the difference? It's the number of victims. There have been more cancer victims. So that's not the point. So for falling for the local emotional connection to human suffering, which lemaisa is never multiplied. Each suffering is individual. There's no multiplier of human suffering. There's no point in making a museum. You just have different people suffering. So either there's a recognition of the underlying issues or there isn't. If Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at it from a local point of view, his onesh was the word atah. Now, so okay, you want to be local, we'll do it locally. And so the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that he said, Chaval, Amarlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Chaval al da'avdi v'lo mishtakar. There used to be intelligent people in the world that are not around, but you know, I can't forget them. You know, I never used the Shem Hashem. I always called myself El Shaddai. Gave them all kinds of commitments. Never kept any of those commitments as far as they could see. Never occurred to them that those commitments were meant to be instantaneous solutions. They never asked me, so what's your name? What's the anhaga that you're talking about? You know, Amarti Avram, kumitalech baratzlo orkalo rachvaki lecha tinena. I told Avram Avinu, walk around this country, back, up and down. I'm going to give it to you. And then he needed a place to bury his wife, and he had to buy it. The bikesh makom legborat zara v'lo matzat shekana b'arba meot shekel kasef. Did he ever say anything to me? Lo yir al miyotai. Amarti liYitzchak gur b'aretz hazot ve'yemach v'avarachek. As I go tell Yitzchak that if you live here, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to bless you. Kilachol zaracha etinit kol aretz sota el. Anyway, got to the point where they needed some water. You think he had water? They had to fight over some rotten wells. Did he say anything? They were arguing by the Molono Amain. Amarti LeYaakov, I told Yaakov, Ine Hashem Nitzav Alav, Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicha, and Haaretz Asher Ata Shochev Alei Alecha Etinenu Lezarecha, Bikesh Makom. So all he wanted to do when he came back home was a place to camp out. But no, he had to buy it. Lo matzao achikana b'me'aksita. It says that he paid me'aksita for that area. Did he ever say anything? Lo yirachar midotai. V'lo amar, he never said to me, nu, so mashmecha. V'ata amarta, right away you come up and you got to have all the information up front. So you start batchila, first you start telling me, so, Marshmecha, what am I supposed to tell them in terms of your anhaga? And then you tell me when you don't like what I'm doing, if that's the way you want to be, so then ata tir'e, now you will see. In other words, the whole idea will be specifically local and nothing else. So ata tir'e tashar asele paro, meaning, b'milchemet paro ata tir'e. You're only going to live to see the Yitzia Mimitzrayim, Biyataroe Bimelchemet Shoshim Vechad Melachim. You will not survive to see the 31 wars of the entry to Eretz Yisrael. Then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows all of the Midas, after the Maisa Egel, to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asks once again for wanting to understand the Anagas Hashem. So it says, Vayemaher Moshe Vayikod Arza Vayishtachu. There was something apparently that had triggered in those midot a falling down to his face and bowing down. What was that? So says the Gemara, it's actually a machloket. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamla Omer Erech Hapayim Ra'a. The falling down was thankfulness because he saw the midah of Erech Hapayim, which we're going to see actually, very interestingly enough, we're going to see today in Tanakh in terms of the response in the time of Yotam. And because of that, he was so grateful that there was a chance for us to make it through, despite the fact of having no schuyot. He was mishtachave in thanks. Whereas Rabbanan Amri emet ra'a, that actually says ve'emet, so emet terrified him. Because, I mean, like, that's the last thing we can really tolerate is absolute truth. So that he was mishtachave on to beg rachamim. So this is the opposite approach. That's how Rashi learned. Others learn was also behoda'a, because emet ra'a, if you take a look in Rashi and Chumash, the lo nitgaleti lehem, he explains, in the midah of El Shaddai, lo nitgaleti b'midata emitut sheli. And because Sharei Nishbati v'lo kiyamti. So when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Emet, he recognized that all of the Haftachot Yisrael ultimately would be Mekuyamot. So that way it ties into the issues that we were talking about. Hello, put this thing. It ties into the issues that we were talking about earlier. Tanya kamandi amar erach apayim ra'at, Tanya. Tishala Moshe l'morom, mitzo'oha HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyoshev v'kotev erach apayim. Now, we can see over here in a brighter, like the Mandi Amar, who says that his response was erach apayim. Because we find that at the time of the Maisa Meraglim, there is actually a recourse to erach apayim. Where do we see this? So initially, it's clear that when Moshe Rabbeinu found HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing erach apayim, his response was, Omar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam. I mean, Erech HaPayim, I understand, but I mean, that sounds a little bit liberal to me. I'm assuming that you mean Erech HaPayim Letzadikim, to give them a chance to be metaken, something that they did wrong. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, no, Afle Rishaim. To which Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rishaim? What do we need Rishaim for? Anyway, they're not going to do anything with their time. So Rishaim Yoveid. Just wipe them out. Omar Le says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashta Chazita, now you're going to see. Ma'idim Yiboy Elecha, what you're going to need. Now we'll see whether I'm right or you're right. Kishachotu Yisrael, the time, and then this is this week's parasha, of course. Kishachotu Yisrael, Omar Lo, Lo Kach Amartali, Erech HaPayim Letzadikim. Didn't you tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, that Erech HaPayim was only for Tzadikim? All of a sudden now you're turning to me and you're saying, Erech HaPayim. Says that this is the basis of all of these diukim, because what Moshe Rabbeinu says in the parsha is Vata Yigdal Na Koach Adonai Kasher Dibarta Leimor. The way you said it was the way you said it. Because obviously there had been an argument. So I got his brother. Why you said let tzadikim? Yeah, okay, but I mean you said l'rishayim, right? Amar lefanav Ribono Shel Olam Lokach Amarta Li Af l'rishayim. Vaynu Dichti Vata Yigdal Na Koach Hashem Asher Kasher Dibarta Leimor. Rav Chaga. Rav Chaga was once, Solik Vozeb Bedarget Bei Rabba Bar Shila, was once walking up to the second story in Rabba Bar Shila's house, and Shamela Uyanuka, years a kid, was just reviewing the psukim, and that he was learning, and he said, Edotecha Nemnu Me'od, Levetcha Nava Kodesh, Hashem La'orech Yamim, and this was after he had read Tvila L'Moshe Ish Elohim. So he put together, it suddenly struck him, and he said, oh my gosh, Shema Mina, clearly it was Erech HaPayim Ra'ah. Because what he's saying is, there's no real connection. Which would say, Edotecha Nemnu Ma'od, to say Hashem La'orech Yamin. Unless what we're talking about is Edotecha Nemnu Ma'od is a reference to the Edut on Har Sinai. And what he's most despoiled about is Hashem La'orech Yamin. In other words, that this Anhaga is something that is spread over time in a way that we won't recognize Ayan Hagas HaMishpat necessarily. Therefore, that shows me, says Rav Chaga, that indeed it was Erech HaPayim that Moshe had seen at the time of Edotecha Nemnu Me'od. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyot Atara, Berosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately going to be a crown on the head of every individual Tzadik. Shneimar, as it says in the Pasuk, B'yom Ahu, Yeah, Shem Tzvakot. On that day, God will be La'ateret Tzvi, a crown of desire, L'tzvirat Tifara, the surrounding sense of beauty, L'sha'aramo. So first of all, it seems to be a lot of repetition over here. I mean, a Tzvira, in essence, is an Atara, no? So my La'atarat Tzvi, L'tzvirat Tifara. So we understand this to mean Tzvi is a lashon of Tzavi. It's a lashon of desire. So that's L'osim Ritzono. The Tzvira is a lashon of Mitzapeh. So that's the Mitzapim L'Yeshuato. So those who respond to that desire and those who await the ultimate Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be the ones that will be Zochet to actually have the Shechina expressed in their own being. Yochel HaKol, you might think anyone that is that way. Anyone that is a mitzapin liyeshuato, and anyone that is osim ritzono, Talmud lomar, no. There's a lot of people like that that are really stuck up. So it's only l'shar amo. L'mi shebeisim atzmo kishirai. It's not a function of doing things. It's what you are. So somebody who takes himself as being very chashiv is not included in this at all. L'ruach mishpat. We're going to see that the Malachi Asharites are going to argue about this point. So l'ruach mishpat, l'yoshev ala mishpat, l'gvura, meshivei milchama sha'ara. This is the continuation now of that. It's the next pasuk in Yeshayahu. So how does this tie in defining who it is that is zocha to this kind of behavior of the Ateret Tzvi? So each one of these words is important. So starting from the beginning, the Ruach Mishpat is somebody that is ready to be shofet himself. So Zeh HaRodet Yitzro. This is a person that looks at himself honestly, that sees what it is that he's done wrong, and is willing to beat himself into shape. Lo Yoshev Al HaMishpat Zeh Adan Din Emet La'amito. Somebody who's willing to see the truth in a case. Of course, the case can concern himself. Ligvura Zamit Gaber B'Yitzro. Somebody who is stronger, this is B'Sha'at Avera, as opposed to reassessing his life across the beginning. Meshive Milchama. These are people that are willing to think and fight for what they believe. Zeshinosei V'Notein B'Milchamta Shel Torah. So that he's able to work through now the sugya. Sha'ara Elu Shemashkimim U'Ma'arivim B'Batei Knesiyot U'Batei Midrashot. This is somebody who is at the Sha'ar. Oftentimes it means the man who opens the doors and closes the doors. So that's the, even if he's not a fighter perhaps, but he's a person that is matmid in what it is that he wants to achieve. So Midat Adin comes, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Midat Adin measures things according to the way in which the person is affecting the world and behaves. And therefore asks, Manish Tanu Elu Mi Elu. I don't understand. You talked about these tzaddikim, and now and all of a sudden it becomes an issue of how much the guy thinks of himself. Why is that important? I mean, that's something that's internal. Why can't we say that you have this response to anybody who does what he's supposed to do? That's orthopraxy, right? So it's not a question of praxis. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar La, it's not true. Because in the end, if you take a look in Yeshayahu, it says, V'gam Eile, B'yayin Shagu, B'shechar To'u, Poku Pelilia, Vein Puka Elegeinan. That in the end, somebody who thinks that way about himself is only concerned for himself. And therefore, all of the rotten things that come out in the end, in which people become completely lost in Yayin and Shechar, whether it's literal or whether it's figurative. So they end up being evil. So therefore, Poku Pliliya, we saw before, Puka is a Lashon of Geinam. We actually darshan that the way Lewis Thomas points out, the most common four-letter word in English, the same word, because its ancient history is that it means absolute filth, horror. So that puka in Hebrew, he traces every language has that word puka, and it's always a lashon of complete and total destruction. So here puka is Gehenna. So puka pliliya is actually would be the way it sounds in English. What's that? Carnal particularly, no. It's just the rottenness of the lowest elements of the human condition. Shenemar lo tiezot lecha lefuka. We're over there. They were literally discussing it. Of course, that was the issue of, this is Avigail says this to David when he wants to sleep with her. So she says, you're going to have enough fuka later, which is the problem of Bathsheba. Don't start up with me. Because from there we know that she was a neviah. Ve'in pelila el adayanim. And the guy's going to end up now having to don Shinemar v'natan biflilim. So therefore, even Midas Adin is given its answer. And now our dear president. Anshei ir hanidachat elem chelek l'olam haba. Now here it's very interesting whether we're supposed to be goris elem chelek l'olam haba. There is, I'm sure you learned, or I assume you learned with Eli, a big machlokas about whether perek chelek is the end of Masechet Sanhedrin or not. So if the way in which it's set up here is accurate, then it makes sense that we're talking about anshei ir hanidachat in terms of the issues in perek chelek, which set aside the questions of din in Sanhedrin Lamata, as opposed to ultimate din, which has to do with kima l'din and chelik and olam haba and so on, things that are not in the hands of the Sanhedrin, which, by the way, is the reason that early on in the parak, there is this whole question about, do you have the right to tell me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to go to olam haba? It was the question of Shlomo HaMelech, right? So in the end, Hashem comes along and says, Atem tikva v'lo ani. You think that it's up to you. Go write what you want. But there's a completely different approach in which the mokum of Perek Chelek is before Anechnaki. So after Anisraf, which means that we go on to Iranidacha, not because Elam Chelek Olam Abba, and therefore in that gear, according to the Yad Ramah, there's no girsa here of Elam Chelek Olam Abba. The words Anshi Iranidacha is now a continuation of the list of the people that are Chayev Sayev. And therefore, just like we saw before, that we go through each Mishnah, goes back to the opening Mishnah to describe, okay, what's the particular dinim of the sugya? We never did that with your Adidachat. So this is the Mishnah that's talking about in the list of the Mishnayos earlier, Anshi Arnidachat, okay, then what? Where is there a chiyav over there? And it begins to describe the chiyav. Shneamar yatzu anashim b'nei Belial mikirbecha v'yadichu et yoshvei Iram. So if it's enam chelak olam haba, so then we're going to be medayek it from the word yatzu. Yatzu is that they've left the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Ve'inam ne'eragim achi medicheha mi'oto ha'ir u'mi'oto ha'shevet. First of all, you have to know that the din of the Aron Nidachat, both in terms of the chiv of the medichim, that is, the question is, are they medichim or are they mesitim? And are the ones that are the victims, or the ones that are responded to the hadacha, remember that there's two separate chiyuvim. If a yochid is oved avodah zarah, so chiyuv is skila, but his money is not affected, his property is not affected. If we're talking about a rabim, we're talking about the Aron Nidachat, so then the chiyuv on the nidachim is not skila, but rather sayif, which is kal. And Memela, the Momon, is Avad, according to Rabbi Shimon's Darish time of the Krah. So because of the fact that we make Il and the Misa, we're being Machmer in the impact on him in general, on his property. But that means that we need to define what is Avodat Kochavim as part of the Aron Nidachat, and what is Avodat Kochavim as an individual. What is a Mesit and what is a Midiyah? So if you know the following, that first of all, the Midichim have to be from the same city, Miltair, can't have some itinerant preacher coming along telling people how it is that they're supposed to worship. Umiotah Shevet, which we're going to be Medayak earlier, we spoke about this when we were learning Yoshua, why we need to mention that it's from the same Shevet, if it's from the same city. Va'ach Yudach Ruba, it has to be the Yoshvei Ram, it has to be the rove of the city, so that we can call it the population of the town, v'achidichu anashim, and until anashim. Now, anashim has a number of different implications. First of all, it's lashon rabbi. Secondly, it's lashon zachar. And thirdly, it means adults. So therefore, ifidichu nashim, so if you have women that were the medichim, or kids that were the medichim, so then that would not be called the nidach, or shudach miuta, if less than the majority of the city was affected. O shehayu medichei achutzala, or these people came from outside. Hare elu ki yichidim. They are just like any other individual who was over avodah zarah. V'trichim shnei edim v'hatra'ah l'kol echad v'echad. Since it says leimor, that means that we need the standard amira. It's not as if there's some complete change in the status of the din here. You need to deal with each one individually. We're going to see later. First, we have the diyun on the individuals, and only then we see whether we're talking about the rove or not. But you need to have a standard hatra'ah for each individual and two edim for each individual, just like if you were talking about avodah zarah b'yachid. There is, in fact, something which is more chamur when you're dealing with individuals than when you're dealing with the city. Because ayichidim beskila. The chiyav there is a chiyav skila, and we know everybody's made it, that skila is more chamur than sayiv. And lefichach mamona palad, as we saw the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who's dorish taimed ekroi, says that it's because of the chumra of the mitah that we don't find any impact on the mamon. Whereas the merubim are besayiv. But because of that, lefichach mamon amavad. Darshan in the pasuk v'aket haked yoshvei ha'ir hazot lefichariv. So that would mean it has to be yoshvim. If you have now people that have been there for 30 days, so even a chameret, a gamelet, a overt b'makon b'makon, that have now been in the city, and we saw earlier 30 days defines the extent of yeshiva, normally they're not going to go along with any insanity. It's not really connected. But nonetheless, technically speaking, they're considered to be part of the city. Therefore, we talk about Hatzalah. Obviously, it could mean the opposite, too. Shinemar HaCharim. This Shinemar doesn't make any sense, by the way. And it's taken out by many Mephorshim. Because it's really the beginning of a new drasha. HaCharim Otavet Kol Asherba Vet Be'emta Lefi Charev. So first of all, this is Kol Asherba. Kol Asherba means anything that's there. Mikana Amru Nichzei Tzadikim Shepetocha Ovdim. The stress over here is kol asher ba, but nonetheless it says kol shlala tikbot. Now there's a contradiction here in a sense, because it's talking about whatever is there should be lost, should be destroyed. And then it says collect everything, bring it to the middle. So therefore we understand that we're talking about two different situations. You can have people who did not participate in the hadocha, but nonetheless if it's there, if what they own is there, then it's affected by what it's ever in the city. So even tzaddikim, in other words, people that weren't part of the chait, nichse tzaddikim shebetocha ovdim, are also going to be destroyed. But if it's not ba, so then it's not included in kol asher ba, obviously. So b'chutzel ha-platin. So somebody owns something outside of town and did not participate in the hadacha, so it's irrelevant. Whereas the shel resha'im, those who did participate in the yirani dacha, so over there it doesn't matter whether it's betocha or b'chutzela, then arelo ovdim. V'yet kol shelala tikbot sotoch rechava. So first of all, sotoch rechava means that it's a given. Why does it talk about it as if it's a given that there's a rechava? Maybe there's not a rechava. Maybe they don't have a center in the city, which a large street that everybody comes to. So obviously, if it's taken for granted, it means im ein la rechov, osim la rechov. What it means is that by definition, it has a rechov, because if it isn't there, you're going to make it. And furthermore, haita rechava chutzala konzinot ala tocha. Because it says there that it should be betocha. In which case, if the rechov, again, is assumed to be betocha, so that means you make it betocha. If, in fact, the area where people are kines is outside of the city, then expand the walls of the city, that's how the Rambam paskins, expand the walls of the city to include the area of the rechava, so that it should be betocha. V'sarafta be'esh et ha'ir v'et kol shelala kalil la'shem elokecha. So first of all, this means shilala, only its own shalal, not things that are shalal shamayim, in which case, mikan amru, therefore we see from here, ha-hegedei shot shaba yipadu, things that are shalal shamayim are not included, and therefore we have to be paid a kachim in order to burn it. And trumot that belong now to people. In other words, here it's talking about truma that was already given to the kohen. So we're not allowed to burn that because that's shlal shamayim as kedusha. Yirakeva allow it to rot. Maaser sheni or kitvei hakodesh yiganezu. Why is there a difference in the yirakeva or yiganez? A number of different approaches. Some learn that the difference between truma and maaser sheni is because of the fact that truma has kedusha, whereas Maaser Sheni doesn't have the same level of kedusha, not also Lazari. But others are very simple. Truma you can leave around to be near Kav, because in general, Zarim won't be around Truma. They won't touch Truma anyway. They're used to keeping away from Truma. And Kohanim are Zrizim to always treat the Truma according to the situation. If the Truma is Asura, they're not going to come to eat it. Masha'inke, a normal person, when you're dealing with things like Maaser, that doesn't have any kind of need for Zrizut, is easily going to come to eat something that was left around, which would be Asur Bakhti. We can't just leave it there. So Memela, it says over here, Yiganezu. Kalil Hashem Elokecha. What's the lotion of Kalil? The only other place where we find Kalil is in terms of the Mizbeach, right? So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, you may feel that you're engaged in murder, but I'm telling you, imata atem osim din bi'ir ani da'achat ma'aleh ani alechem kilu atem ma'alim ola kalil lefanai. I consider it to be the equivalent of bringing a korban that's brought kolil ala mizbeach. You know, where in a contemporary sense you have the same hakvada, or you need to have the same hakvada of kalil. That vicious statement of Golda Meir, which is absolutely unforgivable, where she says, you know, I can forgive the Arabs, you know that old thing. The people they killed is one thing. I can't forgive them for turning our children into killers, you know, into murderers, whatever, halasha. But, I mean, the ugliness of that statement, that soldiers that are engaged in what they're doing are killers, that's Khalil. They're bringing karbanas. That's not killers. That's not murder. And it's important, therefore, to distinguish between the two. Comes along the pasuk to be mechalek. You note where that attitude has gotten us. The end result of that has been an inability to defend yourself. That's what it's about. Vaita tel olam. So vaita tel olam means you cannot turn it into a mall. So lo teaseg. You note the pardesim. It's not. You're not allowed to turn an irani dachat into a nice park or a mall. Divi Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Akiva says it's not true. Look at the lashon of the pasuk. Lo tibane od, it shall not be rebuilt. To be rebuilt, by definition, means, you can't turn it into what it once was. It doesn't say you can't turn it into a park. So, l'mkamot sh'ayta ina nivneta v'naseti ginotu pardesim. V'lo yidbak b'yatcha me'uma menacher. Nothing should be left in your hands from that which was to be destroyed. That's because kozman sh'rishayim ba'olam b'charon af ba'olam. So that as long as Rishayim are left around and their impact is left around, there is going to be anger. And this is because the end of the Pasuk talks about at the end that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shav mecharon apo, if this is the way that you do it, you'll do it. And so because of that, we're darshaning. That's what it says, Leman Yeshuv Hashem mecharon apo. Why Leman Yeshuv Hashem mecharon apo? What does that have to do with lo yidbak miyotcha me'uman acherim? So you see that as long as there are people that are dovuk to this, still are holding, would be medayik later on in the Gemara, are holding in their hands elements that were from this, they're still charon af. Of durishayim in olam, this connects back to the Khalil, of course. Of durishayim in olam, istalek charon af min olam. So when we get rid of resha, we get rid of charon af. Toner rabbanan, yatzu anashim. That going back to the opening of the pasuk. Yatzu anashim b'nei b'liyal means they themselves were yotze. Hein v'lo shluchim. It doesn't help for them to send others. The best understanding of this is the way that the Tesis HaRosh understands it. That what we're talking about over here is shluchim from the same city. Not that there's some other element that's wrong. In other words, it's not coming to tell me that if someone who himself couldn't have been chayev as a mediach is sent by someone who could have been a mediach, that that's not enough to consider it to be an iron nidachat. Because that involves the whole question of yeshliach ledvar aver. You wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that. The point over here is hein velo shluchim, that even if the people that are speaking are from the same city and fulfill all the requirements of Yatzu Anashim, but in their speech they say that we have been instructed by so-and-so to tell you the following. So then that's not considered to be Hadacha. It has to be that it's the words of the person that is speaking to you that you're relating to, and that not he is a conduit for somebody else's words. That's the point. Anashim. Well, first of all, Anashim is Lashon Rabim. So in Anashim Pachot Mishnai. Because otherwise we talk about, almost all the time we'll talk about Ish. If we talk about Anashim, it's got to be that there's a minimum of two people. Davar Acher, another meaning of Anashim is that they're males. Well, Anashim. Another meaning of Anashim is that they're not ketanim, they're not kids. B'nei Belial. What is the impact of that word, Belial? I mean, we know it means something bad, you know, they're bad people. But what's the makor of it? Belial. Banim sheporku ol shamayim mitzavareihem. People who have no sense of commitment to the reality of ol shamayim. Mikir Becha. The city has to be in the middle of the country. That is to say, lo min asfar, not on the boundaries between you and other countries. Again, according to Rabbi Shimon, this is because we don't want to damage our capacity for self-defense for purposes of destroying the Eretz Yisrael. Yoshvei Iram, v'lo yoshvei ir acheret. It has to be that the people that are being mediach are members of the population of that city, and not from somewhere else. Leimor, it's the word leimor that means whatever needed normally to be said in court or beforehand in terms of hatra'ah needs to be said. So when there you say shetruchim edim v'hatra'ah, look, kol echad v'echad, just like you normally would. So it's the norms of leimor. Itma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chokin Irachat L'Shnei Shvatim. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Chokin Irachat L'Shnei Shvatim. Here the question is, at the time of Yerushat Ha'aretz, in the time of Yoshua, or others learn in the time of the Chalukas Ha'aretz Liatid, can you take a city and split it between two Shvatim? If you take a look in Yoshua, there certainly are places where we will give a list of cities, numbers, and we'll talk about those cities as having come from more than one Shevet, which implies that they were split. So there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, outside of the context of our sugya, bichlal, whether in the dinim of Yerushas Haaretz, you can split a city between two Shvatim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can. According to Rabbi Rish Lakish, you cannot. Eitve Rabbi Yochanan, L'Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan used our sugya as a raya. It says over here, Atshiu Medichel Miota Ir Miota Hashevet. Now, why do you think it needs to say Meoto Hashevet? So, my love, in other words, we're talking about they are from the same city, but they're not from the same Shevet as the ones who were Nidak. So apparently you had members of a different Shevet that would be living in that city, which would imply that the city was split between the Shvatim. So you may have had somebody from Shevet A would speak to the population of Shevet B, and they're both Mikir Becha, but nonetheless we're coming to say that it has to be from the same roots, not only from the same population, right? So, Iika miota shevet inilola. Obviously, therefore, Shma mina chokinirachat shnei shvatim. So, it must be that there are cities that have populations drawn from more than one shevet. To which Reish Lakish replied, I mean, it's an awfully big jump. I mean, certainly are ways that people could be living in the city from another shevet without its having been part of the Nachala. I mean, suppose his mother had come from another shevet, and she was an only daughter, and she had been Yoresh, only child. And so she had been Yoresh. When she was Yoreshet and she died, now he, even though now he's from another shevet because her husband was from somewhere else, he's going to actually be Yoresh, another shevet's chelek. So what's the problem? So the Nafale Birusha, Inami, the Avoni Alaba Matana, could be that it was given as a gift by somebody. What kind of raya is that? Eitve. Here it says, Arim Tesha, Me'ech Shnei HaShvatim Ha'ela. This is strange. We have from Matei Yehuda and Matei Shimon. And remember that Shimon's chelek was mixed in with Yehuda. So over there, we're not very specific about which of the Shvatim gave these nine cities. This is the nine cities. But how can you say nine cities that are divided between two Shvatim unless they're splitting one of the cities? So, Ma'ilav Arba Upalgamihai, V'Arba Upalgamihai, V'Shmamina Chokim. So that would mean that you can be Cholek Irachat L'Shnei Shvatim. To which Reish Lakish says, well, I mean, why does it have to mean that? Why can't it be one of the Shvatim gave four of these cities, Arba'a Mihai and Chamesh Mihai? No, it doesn't make sense, because in Iyachi, we should have Lifrosh Birushi. I mean, it all makes sense to say there were nine cities from Yehuda and Shimon, if by doing that, I'm including all the information. Each Yehuda and Shimon gave 9.5 cities in the gift to the Levium and so on. But if you're telling me that each one was different, then it has to be defined the same way it was defined for all the other Shvatim. She's not giving me the requisite information. Gosh, I agree that is a little bit of a problem. Iboilo, hutchumi aleihem mao. Another question of how literally we have to interpret the pasuk. Suppose a city gets together without somebody specifically doing this. So is it vayadichu? We're going to notice you didn't even talk about that. Spoke about the madichim. So is it vayadichu, amrachman, avaloshut, chumay alayat? Is this li'ikuva? Or are we saying, in a case where you had some charismatic individual who was doing the hadacha, so then you require, first of all, it should be for the same shevet, and it can't be one individual, etc., etc. But is that a limitation of the entire nature of hadacha? Or is it just saying, in the event that it wasn't a spontaneous hadacha, that these would be the requirements? So do we say, ve'yadich v'lo shul chumei aleihem, o dilma afilut chumei aleihem? Or perhaps, I mean, it's certainly considered to be an early dachas, where everybody was doing what they were doing on their own. Well, Tashmaim, and Hidichu Nashimu Ktanim. You're telling me if Nashimu Ktanim were Media. So, I mean, why would that be worse? If they're Nashimu Ktanim, why would that be worse than a spontaneous Hadacha? Because we haven't yet been oimed on the fact that there may be two sets here. So, Lahavikut Chumi Aleihem? No, that's the point. Hanach Bata Nafshayu Greedy. If you're talking about people that are Nigrar, the nigrar is a question of how to understand the word, whether it should be nigrar, goriri, which is the simple lashon, or goridi is a version, a variant of gorar, which Rashi brings from his Rebbe. But he understands the lashon of goridi to mean greedy, on its own, meaning a yachid, something that's on its own, not impacted by, we talk about being gored when you take off a scab. So you're gored the scab, leaving the wound on its own, so to speak. All right, so, but that's the point. On its own, not just following along. So therefore, there's two sets. That's what we're asking. Maybe there's two sets of hadacha. There's spontaneous hadacha, and there's batar nashimut tanim kredi, or batar the medichim. And if it's batar the medichim, then the medichim have to fit the requirements for hadacha. So we haven't really answered our question. It still stands. אלא אפילו לא למד אלא חוק אחד. והיה בכל הארץ נאום השם פי שניים בה יקראתו ויגבה, והשלישית יוותר בה. Amar Reish Lakish, Shlishi Shal Shem, Amar Rionanan, Alanech Lamariah, the Amar Tuloachi, Elafil Shlishi Shal Noach, Kianochi Baalti Bachem, Lakakti at Hemechat Meir, Vishnaim and Mishpacha. Amar Reish Lakish, Dvorim Kich Tavan, Amal Reb Yochan, Lechel, No Nechel, Lamariah, the Amar Tuloachi, Elechat Meir Mizaki Kalir Kula, Shaim Mishpacha Mizakin, Kola Mishpacha Kula, Yativ Rafkana Kamid Ravi, Yativ Kamad Dvorim Kich Tavan. Omalei Rav lo nechel in lamarai lamarte loachi. El echad mir mezakek kol yerushalayim mishpacha, mezakin kol mishpacha. Chazer v'kochayif reisha v'solog v'yotiv kamin rav armalei, ovelot yimatzei beretz chayim. Omalei, wow, what are you cursing me? Omalei, no, kroka mina, lot yimatzei, Torah b'mishim rayatzmo aleha. Tanya Rav Yisimoi omer, ne'emar v'lakachti etchem li la'am, v'ne'emar v'heveti etchem, makish yitziatam imitzrayim leviatam la'aretz. מה ביאתם לארץ שניים משישים ריבו, אף יציאתם ממצרים שניים משישים ריבו. אומר רבא וכן לימות המשיח, שנאמר וענתה שמה, כי מי נעוריה וכיום עלותה מארץ מצרים. תניא אמר רבי אלעזר ורבי יוסי, פעם אחת נכנסתי לאלכסנדר של מצרים, מצאתי זקן אחד ואמר לי, בואו והרקע מה עשו אבותי לאבותיך, מהם טבעו בים, מהם הרגו בחרב, מהם מאחו בבניין, ועל דבר זה נענש משה רבינו, שנאמר מיאז באתי אל פרעה לדבר בשמך, הרה לעם הזה. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, חבל על דאבדים ולא משתקחים, הרי כמה פעמים נגליתי על אברהם יצחק ויעקב באל שדאי, ולא יראו על מילותיי, ולא אמרו לי מה שמך. אמרתי לאברהם, this of course is the דיק in the פסוק, right? In Va'era, where he contrasts, Kadosh Baruch Hu contrasts the Shem Hashem, Shmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. That's why it's stressing over here, Be'el Shaddai. V'lo yirom yilatei, v'lo amri li ma shemecha. Amarti l'Avram kumit alech ba'aretz lor kala rachu ba, ki lecha etznena. So b'kish makom likbor et sara v'lo matza, עד שקנה ב-400 שקל כסף ולא יראה על מילותיי. אמרתי זו גור בארץ הזאת ויימך, ועברכך. ביקשו עבדיו מים לשתות, ולא מצאת שעשו מריבה. שמה ויריבו רואה גרם רואה יצחק לומר, לא נועה מים, לא ירח על מילותיי. אמרתי ליעקב הארץ אשר אתה שוכב עליה, ואחר תננה, ביקש בקום לנטוע עלו, לא מצאת שקנה במאה קציתה. ולא ירח על מילותיי, ולא אמרו לי מה שמעך. You started the beginning, אמרתי משהו, בתחילה. And now you're coming along, and you say, אצל לא יצלת את עמך. אתה תראה אשר אעשה לפרעה. במלחמת פרעה אתה רואה, יתר רובכם 31 מלאכים. וימהר משה ויקרא לארצה וישתחו, מה ראה משה? ובחנינא בן גמלא אומר, ערך אפיים ראה, רבנן אמרי, אמת ראה. תני כמה אני אומר ערך אפיים ראה, תני כשאלה משה למרום, מצאו לה הקדוש ברוך הוא שיושב וכותב ערך אפיים. אמר לבניו, ריבונו של עולם, ערך אפיים האסום לצדיקים? אמר לו, נופ, אף לרשעים. מה רשעים? יובדו. אמר לה, אוקיי, נא יוסי. אז חזית מיידי מבוא אליך, כשחותו ישראל. אמר לו, לא כך אמרת לי, ערך אפיים לצדיקים. אמר לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, לא כך אמרת לי, אף לרשעים. ואנו דכתיב, אתה יגדל כוח אדוני, כאשר דיברת לאמור. רבי חנקא, וסולק ואוזו בדרג דבי רבא בשילה, שם אלוהו ינוקא, דאמר, אלותיך נאמנו מאוד לביתך נאהב הקודש, אדוני לאורך ימים, וסבר לו תבילה למשה. אמר, שמע מן ערך אפיים רע. אמר רבי אלעזר אמר רבי חנינא עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להיות עטרה בראש כל צדיק וצדיק. שנאמר ביום הוא יד עוני צפות לעטרה צבי צביר תפארה לשאר עמו. מי לעטר צבי צביר תפארה לא עושים רצונו ומצפים לישועתו. יוכל לכל תמוד לומר לשאר עמו. למי שמשים עצמו כשיראי ולרוח משפט ליושב על המשפט. ולגבורה משיב עם מלחמה שערה, דרשן, לרוח משפט, זה הרודה את יצרו, ליושב המשפט, זה אדם דינמד למיתו, לגבורה זה המתגבר ביצרו, משיב עם מלחמה זה שנושא ונותן מן החבטה של תורה, שערה אלה בשמשכימים ומעריבים בבתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. אמרה מידת הדין לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, מה נשתנו אלה מאלו? אמר לו, גם אלה ביין שוק ובשכרתו, פוקו פלילי אין פוקה לגיינון, שלא תהיה זאת לך לפוקה, ואין פלילה לדיינים, שנאמר ונתן בפלילים. אנשי עיר הנידחת אין להם חלק לא למה, ושנאמר יצאו אנשים בני וליעל מקרבך, וידיחו יושבי עירם,
אינם נהרגים עד שיהיה מדיחם אותה עם אותה שבט, ועד שיודח רובה, ועד שידיחו אנשים. ידיחו אנשים וקטנים, או שיהודח מיותה, או שיהיה מדיחם מחוץ עלה, הרי לו כיחידים, וצריכים שני עדים, והתראה לכל אחד ואחד. זה חומר ביחידים מברובים, שיחידים בסקילה לפי חממון המפלט, מרובים בסייף לפי חממון המבט. הקט תקט יושבי העיר הזאת לפי חרב, החמרת והגמלת העוברת ממקום למקום, יפטר יושבי העיר, אלא מצילים אותם, שמאחרים אותה, אחרים אותה ואת כל אשר באה ואת בהמתו לפי חרב, בעיקר אמרו נכסי צדיקים שבתוכה עובדים, שבחוץ אלה פליטים, ושרשעים בין בתוכה, בין שבחוץ אלה, הרי אלו עובדים. שנאמר, no, again, keep doing that. ואת כל שאלה תקבוץ לתוך רחבה. אם אין לה רחוב, עושים לה רחוב. הייתה רחבה חוץ אלה, קונצין אותה לתוכה. ושרפת באש את עיר וכל שאלה כליל להשם לוקחה. שאלה לה ולא שאלה לשמיים, מכאן אמרו הקדשות שבה ייפדו, תרומות יירקבו, מעשר שני וכתבי הקודש יגנזו, כליל להשם לוקחה לשמיים, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אם אתם עושים דין בירן לדחת, מעלה אני עליכם, כאילו אתם מעלים עולה כליל לפניי. והייתה תל עולם, לא תיעשה אבן גנות ופרסים. דברי רבי יוסי הגלילי. רבי עקיבא אומר, לא, צריך להתבנה עוד, מיני כמו שהייתה אינה נבנית, אבל נעשיתי גנות ופרדסים, ולא ידבק ביד חממומה מן החרם, and then the שוב אף, ישוב השם מחרון אפו, שכל זמן שהרשעים בעולם, חרון אף בעולם, עובדו רשעים מן העולם, נסתלק חרון אף מן העולם. תודה רבה. יצאו means הם, לא שלוחים. אנשים אינו שפחו בשתיים. דבר אחר אנשים ולא נשים. דבר אחר אנשים ולא קטנים. בני בליעל means בנים שפקו על שמיים מצב הרעים. מקרבך ולא מן הספר. יושבי עירם לא יושבי עיר אחרת. לימור צריכים מנבטרה לכל אחד ואחד. איתמר רבי יוחנן מחוקים עיר אחת לשני שבטים. ראשון כשאמר אין חוקים עיר אחת לשני שבטים. אית ורבי יוחנן משלוקת שעד שהוא מדיחה מאותו העיר מאותו השבט. מה אליו אף אגב נמדיחה מאותו העיר. מאותו שבט, הנה לא, לא, שמע מן החוקים עיר אחת לשני שבטים. לא, זה נפל בירושה, from his mother, הנה מדיעבו, אני אלה במתנה, עדווה. ערים תשע מאת שני השבטים האלה, so apparently, ארבע פלגמיהי וארבע פלגמיהי, שמע מן החוקים עיר אחת לשני שבטים, לא, ארבעה מהי וחמש מהי, יחי, so לפרוש פירושה, קשה, איבו אלו, הותחו מעליהם מעל, וידיחו אמר רחמנה is specifically לא שותחו מעליהם, עוד אם אפילו הותחו מעליהם, תשמע, it says ידיחו אנשים וקטנים, is that considered to be in a ridach? So why not? Is that worse, is it, than if it's הותחו מעליהם? No, it is worse, because הנה בת הנשים וקטנים גרידי.